With over 20 years at the helm navigating financial waters, he's a contributor to the Fox Business Channel and the author of the Best Stocks Now newsletter. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management, and he's here live on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, the post-Janet Yellen celebration, which is continuing on into the wee hours of the morn and into Wednesday here. It is March the 30th. The quarter ends tomorrow, and we are up triple digits again today on the market. You know, I've been saying when the Fed does an about-face, you have to do an about-face too. When the Janet Yellen says this, about face, you better do it with your portfolios and you better not fight the Fed. You know, I've been putting a lot of money to work since she did that 180 degree turn about 8 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, something like that. And it's working out so far for us here at Gunderson Capital. The Dow right now is up 132 points after yesterday's big rise. The Dow is at 17,765. Can you believe it? Closing in on 18,000 again when it looked like we were going to go into a bear market back in January. But I'm telling you, when Miss Yellen yells about face, the market obeys. Do you as an investor obey? You better, because you can't fight the Fed. The NASDAQ up 47 points right now. That's almost a 1% move. 4,893 on the NASDAQ. The S&P is up 13. That's about 0.7% rise. 2,068 right now on the S&P 500. Crude oil is up 2.2%. $39.13. Gold is down a little bit, but boy, did it rally after Miss Yellen, after the doves flew out of her mouth yesterday. 12.36 on gold. The 10-year yield is at 1.84. So welcome. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I've been saying for many weeks now that the Fed did an about face. They raised interest rates. They hiked in December. And they said, we are now in a tightening cycle. The market did not like that, even though the market knew it was coming eventually. It was inevitable. The market didn't like it, and it reacted with the worst January in the history of the market. And we came that close to entering into bear market territory after 7 years of bull. And then the Fed did an about-face. And what happened to all the investors that fought the Fed for 7 years? When the Fed was saying free money to all, there were bears out there. They were wrong. They got killed for 7 years. I said, you can't fight the Fed. And then the Fed started to tighten. I grew cautious. I started taking money off the table. I started putting in inverse funds as hedges. Because at that time, the Fed was on a course. They were on a tightening course. And you saw the reaction in January to the Fed's tightening course that they were starting out on. And then what happened? The Fed did an about face. They blamed world markets, softness in the global economy, blah, blah, blah. They completely walked back and reeled in that December rate hike. Oh, they've left it out there. I mean, we're still at a quarter of a point on Fed funds, but it's basically still at zero. And that's all we hear now is the word, we can be cautious here. There's no hurry to hike interest rates. And you see how the markets have turned on a dime, which I pointed out many weeks ago in my newsletter. And I said, when the market turns on a dime and when the Fed goes back to being dovish, by the way, before Miss Yellen's announcement yesterday, it was actually embedded in a speech that she was giving at the New York Club for Economic Growth. I said before she spoke, I sent out a tweet, I expect nothing but doves to fly out of the mouth of Miss Yellen during her speech today. And that's exactly what happened. And after she said those words, the dollar tanked, which I've been saying is a key driver of the market right now. You've got to watch the dollar, because when the dollar tanks, there's certain asset classes out there that benefit. And I've been pointing them out for weeks in my newsletter. And if you're not getting my weekly newsletter, you're crazy. Well, maybe not, because I have a lot of pretty crazy people getting it, like myself. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. I put 20 hours into my newsletter every single weekend. It's kind of a core piece of my business here at Gunderson Capital Management. The person who gets the most out of that newsletter every week is yours truly. It's just like preparing a talk or a lesson for church. Who gets the most out of that lesson? Not the people in the audience that are nodding off. The person giving the lesson or the speech, that's who gets the most out of it. And that's why I do that newsletter every week. It keeps me on top of all these little nuances that you have to stay on top of in the market. But when all is said and done, the biggest nuance of all this year is the U.S. dollar. Look how it's impacted. Look at how her about face has impacted the dollar, UUP. You can look up a chart of it yourself. It got clobbered yesterday. It's sitting on long-term support now. If it doesn't hold that long-term support level, then it's going to create even more opportunity in certain asset classes. And I've also been saying that new trends are now emerging that we haven't seen in several years. This is the most exciting trend that I've seen developing since 2012, 2013 timeframe. When it was the biotech trend, when it was the drug stock, the pharmaceutical, the healthcare stocks, they blistered the course back in 2012 and 2013. You can look back to my newsletters back then in the archives, see how well we did that year. And then I've been waiting for another new playable trend ever since 2013, and I'm finally getting one. And I've been telling you how excited that I've gotten here over the last 6-7 weeks. Whatever it is, whenever the Fed, whenever she turned from a hawk, which means we're going to raise rates, to a dove. Listen, my dears. She has such a soft and kindly voice. I've said many times, if I had an owie on my knee, I'd either want my mother to put that bandage on my owie, because my dad would have said, you know what, you're okay. Go run a lap around the street. You'll be okay. Run it off. But my mother would have put a nice bandage on it, you know, and everything like this and that. And I just can see Miss Yellen, she's so soft and kindly, until she hammers down the rate hikes, you know, and says we're turning hawkish. But she only did that for one meeting. And now she's dovish again. And the market is reacting wildly to that news. And you've got to play this new trend that has emerged and developed. And I've been telling people, you know, now's a good time. Get on board, because I see a trend. And if your money's here, if we have your money here and your account is here and it's ready to go, I can help you invest in that new trend. And a lot of people have come on board recently. All right, dovish, hawkish, where are we at? Obviously, very much dovish. And that has completely set the pattern for the market here in 2016, and has completely turned the pattern around that we started the year with in January. The dollar got hammered yesterday. Gold stocks soared yesterday. Commodities soared. Emerging markets soared. Other areas of the market that benefit from this new dovish stance that the Fed has taken. And I've been identifying those areas in the newsletter every week, and I've been giving examples, specific examples. And if you've been following along, hopefully that has helped you in the market. Well, what else do we have going on? The U.S. economy added 200,000 jobs in March. That's according to the ADP. And, of course, this Friday, we get the big non-farm payrolls report. So if you're a farmer, you don't really care. It doesn't count you. But all the other jobs that were created in America are added up. And we'll see how we did. We're expecting about 200,000 jobs to have been created during the month of March, according to the government. We saw some nice breakouts yesterday. I saw so many breakouts. Breakouts They're a beautiful thing. There's something to behold. It's like a home run or something at your home team's game. I know the Sanfords, they saw some home runs yesterday over there in Arizona. I was watching the box score. I think the final score was 11-9 or something like that. That's exciting to see a home run. It's exciting to see a breakout in a stock. I saw Apple breakout yesterday. I saw the NASDAQ breakout. I saw many of my stocks that we own here at Gunderson Capital Management breaking out today or yesterday, and they're continuing today. Well, I'll try to give some examples when I come back, but we need value too. Breakouts and momentum aren't enough. I need value too because I'm a cheapskate. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The post-Miss Yellen celebration going on here in the market, which began at about 11:30 a.m. on Tuesday. That would be Pacific Standard Time. Went late into the night and continues on. And, you know, I mean, it's changed the complexion of the market. I just saw a guy being interviewed on one of the business channels here, and he's been very bearish for the last, oh, 4 or 6 weeks. He said he doesn't believe the rally that the market started to kick off here, and he thought Miss Yellen would turn hawkish, and he just got killed. It was obvious to me that the hawkish talk was over for 2016, at least for a while. And we've got clear sailing. That occurred about 8 weeks ago, somewhere like that. I'd have to get my, it was about the, you know, after the first 6 weeks of this year were horrible. And then when Miss Yellen turned into a dove again, that changed the entire complexion of the market. Okay, I just want to go through a little bit more news here. We're going to get the Energy Institute's inventory numbers here any minute. That's the petroleum inventories, and the last week they stood at record levels of, let's see, last week they were at 9.36 million barrels of oil that have been pulled out of the ground and have been put into barrels or into ships or into refineries, and they're sitting there. That's supply that needs to be worked off before we can start, you know, getting a meaningful rise in oil prices that is based on supply-demand instead of just the movement of the dollar, which seems to be driving oil mostly here right now. The falling, sinking dollar, which has now been caused by a dovish Fed, is boosting commodity prices. There's no better way to put it. It's as simple as that. And as long as she remains dovish, and as long as she remains on this about face that she's done, it's going to be bullish for commodities and commodity stocks, and it's going to be bearish for the U.S. dollar. That's a trend. That's one of the trends that has now emerged in the market. Okay, a few other things. Let's see. I talked about all the breakouts that I saw yesterday. I'm going to talk about one here, use as an example here in a bit. But there were a few other things that caught my eye. Pepsi. This caught my eye. Pepsi is going after millennials with craft sodas. You know, I kind of like that idea. I think somewhere, somebody up at Pepsi headquarters in Purchase, New York, which is also the home to MasterCard. Purchase, good name for a MasterCard company headquarters. Pepsi says, you know, look at around the world at these people that are deserting the usual beer names. I don't know, Budweiser, Miller, I don't know. I don't drink myself, but they are buying up these craft beers like crazy because they're handmade, they're handcrafted. I guess they have a more robust flavor. The bottles are prettier, and they charge about, I don't know. I mean, I see some of the prices on those things. Is it $12 for a six-pack or something of some of these craft beers? And San Diego is home to several craft beer companies. Ballast Point, which I can see from my office, is a landmark in the San Diego Harbor. And many years ago, a company started up a craft beer company called Ballast Point. It was recently bought out by Constellation Brands for $1 billion. So craft beer has been a very big driving force in that industry. Well, what's wrong with craft sodas here? I think they're off on the right track here with Pepsi. I'm going to keep my eye on that stock. Their first product will be, they're going back to the 1893 original Pepsi. Was that the one that had cocaine in it or something? I remember reading that. Maybe that was Coca-Cola. I don't know if they'll get away with that. And a ginger ale flavor, two craft flavors, and I'm sure they'll be in fancy bottles, and I'm sure instead of $1.25 or $1.49 is what you'd pay for a comparable non-craft soda, these will probably be $2.69, plus all of the, you know, return fees and all that kind of stuff. But I think they're on the right track. I'm going to keep my eye on that stock. Again, we get the EIA petroleum inventories. That's going to be a big driving, that's going to drive the market one way or another. Dilma Rousseff headed for impeachment in Brazil. That looks like, you know, that's going to happen. I want you to think about who said this, okay? Those who say the future is negotiations and not missiles are either ignorant or traitors. Who said that? Once again, those who say the future is negotiations and not missiles are either ignorant or traitors. That comes from Iran's supreme leader yesterday. Okay, they don't believe in negotiations. They believe in missiles. But I thought we had a treaty with them that was going to prevent all this. I'm just saying it might be a good idea to keep a few hedges in the market. Lockheed gets an order for 12 blimps. How do you like that? Blimps are coming back. These blimps are going to carry oil equipment to offshore drilling rigs. They'll drop them by blimp. Lockheed Martin is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Okay, when we come back, yesterday I went through my entire database of the stocks that I currently own. I went through my entire database of stocks that I have on my watch list. And I witnessed yesterday, fishing these waters that I fish every single day of my life, I witnessed a lot of breakouts. Call it fish boiling on the surface. They're here. They're around the boat. Grab a bait. Get it in the water while they're here, because they're not going to be here forever. And I witnessed that yesterday. I saw fish boiling, stocks that we own, stocks that I have my eye on, boiling all around the boat yesterday. They were all shapes. They were all sizes. They were dividend-paying stocks breaking out. I'll have an example here in a minute. They were consumer-based stocks. They were small caps. They were mid caps. They were large caps. In fact, you might even call it a wide open bite. Fishermen know what I'm talking about when I say it was a wide open bite yesterday and continuing in today. And fresh breakouts usually mean that the bite's going to be on for a while. But it's not happening in all of the stocks. As I look through my database, 85% of the stocks are not participating. Maybe 15, maybe 20% of the stocks or so look really exciting right now. And there's a pattern that I see. There's certain sectors that these stocks belong to. Commodity-related stocks breaking out all over the place. Steel, copper, oil, gold, silver, just to name a few. Dividend-paying stocks, real estate investment trusts. All kinds of fish boiling all around the boat right now. When we come back, I'll give one example, okay? We'll get down and dirty into some details of one stock that I own, and it's a small cap. So stay tuned for that. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, if the fish are boiling all around the boat, let's just identify a few. And obviously that doesn't mean that they're going to take the bait or we're going to get a profitable investment out of it. I'm just giving examples of stocks. I have my system. I call it the Best Stocks Now system. It's an app that I invented. I spent hundreds and hundreds of hours, many trips back and forth between here and Fairfield, California, working on it with one of my buddies from since third grade, really, Douglas Apperly. And we came up with an app that measures and gauges a couple of things: performance, which I guess you could say would be another way of saying momentum. And it also measures valuation. I do my own valuations of stocks in the market, and I do 5-year target prices. I don't like the 6-year, 6-month, 12-month. Too much unpredictable. That's like having your money in the market for 6 months and making a big decision that the market's not a good place for you, or 9 months or whatever. It's at least a 5-year. That's why I put 5-year target prices on stocks. And one of the stocks that I currently own here, it's not a recommendation, it's just an example of a stock that just exploded to the upside. I've held it for a while here. It hasn't done anything yet, but it exploded to the upside yesterday. And generally speaking, you know, that's where I like to see stocks that are breaking out, because hopefully a breakout will continue. And a breakout is pointing to the beginning of a new uptrend in a market. Now, that's in a stock or a market. That's not always true. Breakouts don't always follow through. But in my opinion, the best time to be looking at a stock or an index is after it's been going sideways for quite some time. And all of a sudden, like a little shoot, a little green shoot coming up, it sticks its head above the ground and looks around and says, hey, we've got clear sailing ahead, and let's see how far we can go before we start running into resistance. Or maybe it's breaking out to new all-time highs. I don't know. I just like breakouts, because that is a catalyst, can be a catalyst for further movement. The example I'm going to give, and I could have probably chosen from 200, 300 stocks that I saw breaking out yesterday. I'm going to choose a company from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, I don't know how a company named Texas Roadhouse ended up with its headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky, because I know that Kentucky Fried Chicken's headquarters are not in Texas. They are in Louisville, Yum Brands, but somehow Texas Roadhouse ends up with its headquarters in Louisville, Kentucky. It's $3 billion in market capitalization, and it's growing at a pretty nice steady clip. Now, when I first noticed Texas Roadhouse, when I was traveling up the freeway many weekends over the course of about a year and a half or so, and working with Douglas Apperly on the app, some weekends he'd come down to our home in San Diego, and some weekends I'd go up to his home in Fairfield, which is near Sacramento, about an 8-hour drive. And then we would spend Friday and Saturday and sometimes a little bit on Sunday morning working on the app, which is not something we had ever done before. I was proficient at spreadsheets. He was proficient at programming and databases, etc. And the two came together very nicely, and we were able to learn the Apple language, which is like learning Spanish or French in a way, you know, at our age. Luckily, we still have fertile minds. But I noticed near his house, there was a Texas Roadhouse. And I said, Douglas, I want to take you out to dinner sometime to Texas Roadhouse. Oh, he says, you can't ever get in the place. It's packed every weekend. Like a 1-hour, 2-hour wait. So we go to another place up the road that's very good, excellent. Never was able to go into a Texas Roadhouse. But I'm saying, God, they must be doing something right to get these kinds of crowds. Seems like even on the weekdays there's a line. Is it really that good? Well, they operate and they franchise 451 Texas Roadhouse full service restaurants in 49 states with plans to open 25 to 30 more. Now imagine, I don't know if all of them do the business that this one in Fairfield does, but I've noticed the ones that I have seen. We were in Arizona a few weeks ago at spring training, and I noticed there was a Texas Roadhouse. The parking lot was jammed full of customers, just like the one in Fairfield. And I've seen several others. Well, that's led to some pretty good stock here, okay? Small cap. But over the last 5 years, investors in Texas Roadhouse, which is TXRH, on the NASDAQ have received a return and compound annual average return of 24% per year, while the markets deliver just 9.3%. Now, this is a small cap stock. This is a $3 billion company. A lot more risk in a small cap $3 billion company than in, let's say, a McDonald's, you know, $100 billion company. But there are some people out there that are younger and have a higher risk profile. And I have this particular stock in my ultra growth portfolio. And it's just a 3.5% overall position. I believe in diversification, having my risk spread out in these various asset classes. Texas Roadhouse over the last 3 years. The parking lot seems to be an indicator of how well the stock is doing. Over the last 3 years, TXRH has delivered 32% per year to its investors, while the market's delivered just 9.7%. And over the last 12 months, go back 1 year ago today and where the stock is right now, the stock is up 22%. Okay, I'm going to compare those performance numbers, the 5-year numbers, the 3-year numbers, the 1-year numbers, against 4,200 other entries in my database. They all compete. I'll bet there's 4,200 baseball players right now in Arizona and Florida competing for those 25 spots that will end up being on the opening day roster. I'll bet there's easily 4,200 players amongst all of the teams when you consider the AAA, the AA, the Single A, the Rookie League, the Pioneer League, and all the other leagues. Well, my app is the same way. All of these stocks, mutual funds, ETFs are competing for my attention and to be in my roster of ultra growth stocks, premier growth stocks, or growth and income stocks. This is one that I have chosen. It's in my roster. It's in my lineup. It's in my portfolio right now. When I compare it against all the other stocks out there, it gets a performance grade of A. I have my own proprietary formula for that. It gets a momentum grade. That means what have you done for me recently of A. It gets a relative strength. This is Investor's Business Daily, which corroborates with my numbers. It gets a 93 on a scale of 1 to 99 as far as relative strength goes. Okay, so the performance meets my strict criteria. Now we take a look at the value, all right? Texas Roadhouse is expected to make $1.97 in earnings next year. And it's expected to continue to grow by 15% per year over the next 5 years. That's the consensus estimate. That's the expectations. So I'm going to take that $1.97. I'm going to extrapolate it out at that growth rate 5 years from now, get a potential earnings by then. Of course, I'm going to track it along the way. They'll report every 90 days. Their next report is on May 2nd. I'm going to apply a multiple to those earnings that I think is appropriate for a consumer stock. Oh, it fits in the category of a Cracker Barrel, maybe. Fits in the category of a maybe a Buffalo Wild Wings. These are restaurant stocks that are still in a pretty a frothy growth stage, a pretty aggressive growth stage. They haven't saturated America yet with their brand. They still have room to grow. When I choose that multiple, I come up with a target price of about $72 5 years from now. It's currently at 43. It meets my value criteria. It meets my performance criteria, and it's the number 51 ranked stock in my Best Stocks Now system. Not a recommendation, it's an example, and it's a stock that I currently own at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleby. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I think the biggest theme that we'd like to close with here in this final segment of the show, the Fed. And just how powerful the Fed, with their monetary policy, the major impact, the major effect that they have on worldwide markets is incredible. And let's not forget that since 2009, all of this stimulus, all of this market stimulus that has been one of the biggest driving forces, some say 93% of the bull market has been caused by the Fed. Let's not forget that we haven't even employed monetary or fiscal policy. This has all been monetary policy. If we had fiscal policy, now that's taxation, that's stimulus, incentives given to business. Maybe you give them a shortened depreciation on equipment buys. Maybe you give them 1 year depreciation on capital expenditures or whatever the case may be. We've seen no help whatsoever from the government, from Congress, from president, from anybody on that side of the ledger as far as fiscal policy. Oh, we saw a stimulus package way back when, I think in 2008, that was really a lot of payback for people that helped with the election and everything. Crony capitalism that really didn't end up in so-called shovel-ready projects. And we've seen nothing from the fiscal policy side of the ledger to spur along economic growth whatsoever. And as a consequence, we've seen very tepid GDP growth here in America. We've averaged about a little over 2% during this recovery and during this growth cycle in the economy. And the big problem is, which the nasty little truth is, it's not sustainable as far as keeping up with the entitlements. The entitlements are growing at a much faster rate than the economy is growing. And there's been many times when the Fed, which has been engineering the monetary policy, has signaled to the Congress and to the president that, hey, we need some help here. We cannot continue to sustain the economy, the economic growth on monetary policy alone. We need some fiscal policy stimulus. You can go back to your Econ 101 class and think about all the various ways that the fiscal side of things, all the different tools that they can apply to stimulate the economy. And that just has not happened. It's been that call for fiscal policy help has fallen on deaf ears. Well, this November, obviously, we're going to get a change, maybe of some sort. I don't know. There's a lot of different scenarios that could pan out. But I would be listening for somebody, whoever, I don't care who it is, that's mentioning, you know what, I'm going to use some fiscal policy to continue to keep our economy here in America growing. Instead, of anything, it's been the opposite here in America, where the fiscal policy has been a little bit more punishing and a little bit more restrictive and a little bit more of a bridle holding back businesses. That's just my observations. And, you know, that should be one of the factors that you take into account. You should listen carefully. There has not been a lot of talk about the economy in the current presidential cycle, even though when people leave the polls and they ask them questions, what's your biggest issue right now in your mind in choosing who you voted for? It seems to me like the economy is almost always at the top of the ledger. Instead, you know, we've been focused on other issues, a lot of personal issues and stuff, which is just ridiculous. But we really need some kind of fiscal policy help. And, of course, there's different ideas and opinions on what kind of fiscal policy is stimulative to an economy. We need to get it back to 4 or 5% growth if we're going to sustain or even begin to take a bite out of the 19 million and all of the entitlements that have been promised. Think Greece. Greece overpromised and underdelivered. And nobody will do business with Greece anymore. If it weren't for the EU, if it were not for the European Union bailing Greece out now several times, where would they be? And if you look to Greece and you say, what did they do wrong? Consider the fact of how difficult it is to open and run a business in Greece. You know, someone gave an example that they wanted to open up a website online and sell Greek olives. Okay, that seems like a reasonable venture. They have good olives in Greece, and I'm sure there's lots of people that would buy them. But the list that they had, the hurdles that they had to overcome to open that business, including a stool sample to open a olive business online, the guy said, you know, forget it, man. It's just too difficult. So there's lots of issues, obviously, coming up this fall, but the economy should be one that's on your mind. If you've been promised all kinds of things, you should wonder whether the money will be there to fulfill those promises someday, even if it's for your kids or your grandkids. And right now, we obviously are on a very unsustainable course. Not just a little bit unsustainable, not just a moderate amount of unsustainable. We are on a gross, I'm a numbers guy. Anybody who's a numbers guy whatsoever can recognize that we're on a gross path that is unsustainable, where a collision is going to happen at some point in the future where there's not enough economic growth and not enough money coming in to support all the promises that have been made. Something to think about. All right, listen, I'm going to be sending out the newsletter this weekend. Go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. And I don't fight the Fed here. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.